You are listening to episode 147 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 147. I am your host, David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how, as the walking leader, your followers must know and believe unconditionally that you have their back. It's that important. Folks, being a leader is difficult enough. And then being a leader and keeping that title that your followers have bestowed on you, is even tougher because you have to work at it. It's not something that it's given and that's it. It can never be taken away. Trust me, it can be taken away at a moment's notice. It can be taken away without any notice. You have to work at it. You did something right to get their attention. You did something right for them to look up to you and follow you and believe in you. Then guess what? You got to keep doing that. You can't rest on your laurels. And I think that that's one of the things that I constantly talk about is you cannot rest on your laurels. You have achieved a level of success. You have achieved a level of leadership. And you have to continuously keep doing that. You can't rest. You can't stop. It's like rust. Rust never sleeps. Unless you would take care of it and address it, rust will continue to grow and get bigger and bigger, and eventually it'll sink a ship. The same thing applies in reverse, though. It's a good thing in leadership. You cannot stop being a leader. You have to constantly grow. You have to constantly communicate. You have to constantly be on time. You have to constantly address conflicts. And most of all, you have to constantly think win-win. If it's going to win, if it's a win for them, it's a win for you, not the other way around. It doesn't trickle down that way. You need them more than they need you, because they can always go find another leader, someone who is delivering, someone who is giving them what they need. So as a leader, you must communicate with them. You must ensure that your voice is being heard, your message is understood, crystal clear each and every time. There can be no vagueness. There can be no uncertainty. There can be no ambiguity. If the mission needs to be accomplished, then you need to communicate that mission, what the mission is, what the vision is to accomplish that mission, and then ensure that they understand it by, well, asking them to tell you about it. And if they can't do it, well, then you're still not communicating properly. And then you get back up and you try again. It's just that simple. That's all you really truly need to do to effectively communicate. But you have to constantly work at it. You have to constantly be on guard, and not just on the defense, but on the offense as well when it comes to communication. Do not assume that they understand what you're saying. Ensure that they understand what you're saying. And what does that lead to? Well, it leads to them knowing that, hey, he cares enough, she cares enough, has our back enough to tell us everything that we need to truly know to get the job done, to achieve the mission, to accomplish the goals. And that's what being a leader is about. But it's also about encouraging them to do the job they were hired to do with minimal impact on not getting the job done because there are too many restraints or controls. See, if you hired them, you went through the selection process, you said, "Ooh, this individual can do this job," then encourage them to do the job they were hired to do with minimal impact on the organization. Minimal impact on not getting the job done is what I should say. And because again, there may already in your organization there may be too many constraints, too many controls, or I hate to say this, but it's blunt, too many chiefs, not enough Indians. Too many people that are managing and micromanaging, and it runs interference with them, what they're trying to do. You as the leader have to encourage them to just continue doing the job you were hired to do. The leader's job is to minimize that impact. The leader's job is to minimize the interference. The leader's job is to, well, address the controls and the constraints in a manner that it's not impacting them from doing their job. Now, when they communicate with you, it's going to be a two-way communication. They're coming to you with issues. You need to address them. Now, there's going to be sometimes some issues or just more of clarifications and not really issues. And then there's going to be times where they need specific guidance because, for one, this may be the first time they encountered a situation in the organization and have not had any experience with that type of situation, while you as the leader in the organization have probably encountered that at least once, twice, three times, four times, six times a year. And so you know how to deal with it. So share that wisdom, share that knowledge with them. And not just on a one-on-one time, but also in a group or team meeting settings. Get to know them as, you know, as a group, as well as individuals. So make sure you're spending time with them on one-on-one and as a group, and get to know them and talk to them and have them share their situations with you. And when they feel confident that they can share with you and that you're going to do something about it, guess what? They know you got their back. And there's going to be times that they're going to want you to be on their side for some things. And there's going to be times that they're going to want you to not be on their sides. Or why are you picking sides? Or do you really have to pick sides? Folks, and we're talking about conflicts. We're talking about conflicts. And the leader in any organization is always going to be addressing conflicts. There's some individuals that will wait, let it play itself out, and then deal with the aftermath. And then there are some that are going to go take it right then and there. Let's address this right here, right now, before it festers, before it gets ugly, before it gets out of control. See, my point, my style is addressing conflicts immediately. Call it out for what it is. Get it taken care of. Get it addressed. Because again, you do not want to wait. You do not want to let the conflict fester. Because the longer it festers, the longer the leader allows it to fester, it becomes poisonous. It becomes gangrenous. It becomes something that's going to have to be removed before it gets better. And folks, you spend all that time looking for and hiring the right individuals, and conflicts are going to happen. That's part of business. That's part of life. Conflicts are going to happen. But if you're not addressing them and you're going to wait till after it's all said and done, then you've missed a golden opportunity, and now somebody's going to have to be let go. Now you're going to have to cut ties with maybe two individuals or more because people started picking sides. You can't do that. You as a leader cannot allow conflicts to fester. You have to address those conflicts immediately. And addressing them immediately, it shows your followers that, hey, you're serious about the job, you're serious about them, you're serious about the mission, but you're serious about them as individuals, not just as a group. When I said them, I meant the group. You're serious about them as individuals, and you want, I know there's not going to be perfect harmony, but you know what? If you can get them to focus on the issues and address those issues and focus then on the mission and the vision, they can continue doing the job. They don't have to like each other. Nowhere is it written in the job description you will like the people you work with, but it does say you will work with the people around you. You will work as a team. You're part of the group, and you're going to have to get it done. So always think win-win. Always think win-win in anything, and in communication, and running interference, and encouraging them to be independent, to do the job they were hired to do, in those team meetings, and those one-on-one meetings, in addressing conflict. Folks, always think win-win. Mutually assured success. The team mentality. Not you versus me. It's us together versus the mission. And we're going to win. We're going to win together. We're going to win as a group. We're going to win as individuals. And why do we win as a group? And why do we win as individuals? Because we have that mindset of abundance. We believe that there's more than enough to go around. We believe that what we do together and as individuals in that group will allow us to succeed. And success at the end of the day is really what it's truly all about. Why are they succeeding? Because you have their back. And why are they succeeding? Not just because you have their back, but because they know you have their back and you believe in them and you expect them to deliver because you've got them covered, because they believe in you and you believe in them. And it's always about that win-win. So folks, no matter what the situation, life happens and there's going to be situations that you're going to have to address. And sometimes it's going to feel like, oh, what have I gotten myself into? But also know that as leaders, whatever you believe you got yourself into, you're going to get yourself out of because you're a leader. You got there because you want to be there. And as the team member, they're going to help you out of it because that's what a team does. They work for the wins. They work for the W's. They don't work for the L's. They'll take the L's as learning lessons, as teachable moments, but they won't dwell on the L's. They'll strive for, reach for, fight for, crawl, scratch for the W's. And that, as a leader, is what you want. You want them to fight every step of the way to get that W. Because it shows that, hey, you're doing something right, and you've got these people following you, And guess what? Together, they know that together with you and them, you're going to get those W's. You're going to get those wins. So do everything you can. Encourage them. Let them know that you have got their back no matter whatever's going on. You're with them. So folks, I'm going to wrap this up. I hope you've enjoyed listening to episode 147 as the Walking Leader. Your followers must know and believe you have their back. Let me know. Email me, dave@davegera.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, no space between my name. Also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word, The David Guerra. And the links are on my website, the show notes, everywhere, daveguerra.com. So follow me there, daveguerra.com. And I thank you again for listening to episode 147. Join me next time for episode 148. I'll be talking about, as the walking leader, you must make your followers step it up, even if it hurts them. And by step it up, I mean, you know, motivate themselves. They have to motivate themselves. You can motivate them, but they have to motivate themselves. Listen, until next time, I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading. I thank you for taking the time. And always remember to go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow. Until next time, take care, everyone.